It's been clear and sunny in parts of the Mediterranean Sea. And that means people are risking their lives to sail from North Africa to Europe. This morning, a picture on the front page of the New York Times told that story in a way that words cannot. And just a warning here, some listeners might find the next 3 minutes disturbing. The picture we're talking about shows people packed on a boat trying to escape to another rescue boat. And under their feet are bodies. We reached the photographer, Aris Macinas, of the Agence France-Presse earlier today on a cell phone. He's on one of those rescue boats. And he said he took the photograph 2 days ago when he was with a Spanish aid organization called Proactiva. It was the only group doing rescues that day.
So we were alone at the sea and we start doing the rescues. We start with some rubber boats. Then we saw a big wooden boat carrying 1,000 people. And we finally stopped in this one, which was the most horrific boat that I saw that day.
So we're talking about a small rubber dinghy.
It's a rubber boat, very bad quality, of course, almost 12 meters.
About 40 feet.
Yes, it's almost 12 meters, and they put inside up to 150 people. African people from many countries, Eritrea, Somalia, Nigeria, Togo, Central African Republic. They were floating without engine, without fuel, without everything. And when we approached them, they started shouting to us, save us, save us. They were so in panic, this boat, because they told us that there are some dead people inside the boat. And when we start disembarking the people and try to move them in a big Italian warship, I faced the dead bodies in the middle. And I jumped inside the boat and I did this picture that you already see, 29 bodies. It was 10 men and 19 women. All of them were young, from 20 to 30 years old.
And was it that they had been smothered because the boat was so crowded?
Yeah, exactly. The reasons can be two, asphyxiation or drowning inside the boat, because when the sea is angry, is rough, the boat is filling with water in the middle.
You have covered conflict before in Libya and in Syria.
Yes.
When you saw this, what did you think?
For me, it's worse because when you cover war, you know what to expect. But in this situation, when you are in a place with peace, you cannot expect this kind of images.
Yeah. I think many people think that this, the numbers of people is going down, this isn't such a big problem anymore. It sounds like you're seeing something different.
The number of people going down, how? Why? When we see 3,000 people per day, how we can say the number is getting down? And the number will never go down if we, as the Western society, we don't do something to stop all this conflict and war in their countries. We have the responsibility of what's happening there. Because maybe we don't help or we, you know, there is something that we could do better to help this situation.
Thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
That's photographer Aris Macinas. His photograph of migrants on a boat in the Mediterranean Sea is on the front page of today's New York Times.